This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The team.
Shot! Score! Score! Tyler Seguin! The Stars have done it! Back-to-back overtime wins! They lead the series 2-1. They win game three.
And that ball is history. A towering home run for Wyatt Langford. The Rangers have their first hit and their first run. It's 5-1 A's.
This is your all-sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The team.
Wow, what a Stars win last night. And a dud for the Rangers in Sacramento. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, the Mansour Law Firm studio this afternoon at First Christian Church. And we'll tell you why coming up on 92.1 FM, The Team.
I know one thing. Whoever we add on Thursday night, it will be through tremendous, tremendous amounts of hard work from the top down, from Jerry Steven, Will, Mitch, Chris Vaughn, the entire scouting department, the coaches, and it will be someone that's going to make the Cowboys fans proud.
There you go, Brian Schottenheimer, right? The new head coach of the Cowboys. How
make
about
them
that?
Proud. Okay, we'll see. I mean, easier said than done. We'll see.
We've got the draft tonight at 6 o'clock here on 92.1 FM, The Team. ESPN Radio's coverage from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we are live in the Mansour Law Firm studio this afternoon, 903-999-9999. At the South Tyler Rotary Club's 33rd annual Reed Franklin Spaghetti Supper. Now, this event is something we've been a part of for years, and I've been a part of this club for over 30 years since this event began. And the South Tyler Rotary Club is one of three clubs, 43 in our district, that covers East Texas, Texarkana, Arkansas, and Southern Oklahoma. But three Tyler Rotary Clubs, a couple in Longview. This is the South Tyler Rotary Club, which meets at noon on Monday here at First Christian Church. We're in the Family Life Center in the gym for the event that will help us raise money to give back to the community. The South Tyler Rotary Foundation is the organization or the entity that we created to collect the money and then redistribute it to charities throughout the area. And that's why we are here tonight. So sponsors, and I'll be reading the list this hour, plus folks who at 5 o'clock when we open the doors can walk in, walk up, and get a great spaghetti dinner for $10. So many of you already have tickets. Maybe you got them through sponsors. But if you don't and want to support a great organization, I think so. Been a Rotarian a long time, since the mid-1980s, joined in Arlington and joined here in the early 1990s when I moved back to East Texas. But this particular club is one of the three in the area. It's a great organization, and it's a great cause because we support a number of charities here in the East Texas area. And one of the things this club does is sponsor one of our $1,000 scholarships for the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team. Rotary International, with over 1 million members worldwide, it's the organization with the blue and gold wheel. You may have seen that logo many times, maybe when you're driving into communities, and they'll have that thing where they'll have a Rotary Club in some town, and you'll see that thing. You'll know it. You'd know it when you see it. Rotary clubs worldwide with over 1 million members, among other things, have done a program for 30-plus years called Polio Plus, which has helped vaccinate and all but eliminate polio worldwide. The only cases of polio that exist now are pretty much in countries that for political reasons will not let us inoculate.
Okay.
But otherwise, the Bill Gates Foundation has been a part of it and many other organizations, and well over a couple of billion dollars have gone into this, more than that, over a nearly 40-year period of time to eliminate polio worldwide. That's Rotary International. But here locally, a lot of great projects to support, and your support would help do that tonight. And we're going to be talking about the NFL draft. Brian Houston will join us at 5 o'clock because you and I are going to be doing another event. KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet is at 6:30 tonight.
Got a whole lot going on.
We got a lot going on.
Can we pull it off? Can we pull it off?
I don't know. We'll find out. But thanks to all the club members here and all of our great sponsors, including our platinum sponsors. And I'm going to get right into this real quickly. Our platinum sponsors, our top-level sponsors, include 110 Dental and Orthodontics, Cadence Bank, Train Technologies, Simmons Bank, Breckenridge Village, John and Aaron Bailey, and District Governor nominee Diane and Jonathan Cavanaugh. Our diamond sponsors include the Genico Foundation, Carter Blood Care, Chick-fil-A, South Broadway Tyler, Every Brand Apparel, McMaster Consulting, Simmons Investments, our district past district governor Lee Montgomery, and one of our members, Lynn Holloman. And our gold sponsors include Broad Street Bank, Don Frank Strategic Solutions, Homemade Caregivers, James Avery, Mosby Mechanical, Rose Capital Advisors, The Sword Company, Vera Bank, Texas Bank and Trust, McClary Power Property Group. And we've got a lot more of those to recognize throughout the hour. But in the meantime, the NFL draft is coming up tonight. Now, the Rangers got beat last
Man.
Night. They did. That lineup worked great one night. Didn't do so much last night.
Yeah, and Simeon went 0-4. Seager was out. He's on the 10-day injured list, so he didn't play last night. Josh Smith didn't start. He pinch hit late in the ball game, and so they didn't have much offense. Once again, they kind of returned to what they've been most of the season, just the two runs.
So the rubber game of the series is tonight in Sacramento here on the team. No, not on the team. We've got the NFL draft tonight. We will not have the broadcast of this game tonight because we will carry the first night of the NFL draft beginning at 6 from ESPN Radio. But it is a game that will decide who wins this series, and then the Rangers go to San Francisco for the weekend before coming home.
Which is a tough. San Francisco's pretty good. They're off to a good start, so that's a tough series for them coming up. But they got to find a way to beat the A's today or tonight.
The Dallas Stars have led for just over a minute in three games in this series with Colorado, but they have two wins, both in overtime.
Yeah.
And last night they did it again, you heard. So maybe they have snapped out of their funk.
Kind of looks like it.
And that was quite a game last night. So they're up 2-1 in this series. Last year the Stars went all the way to the Western Finals before they were defeated.
Yo, speaking of funks, you know who broke out of a funk last night?
Yeah,
Jock Peterson finally got a hit.
The trivia question
got him out of his funk. He was 0-41.
And he was 0-41 and got a double last
night. In the ninth inning and almost got thrown out in second, but he still would have got credit for a single, but he got off the snide last night. That was the best thing that came out of the game last night.
592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open, and we're going to do our trivia question now because we'll get that out of the way. And that way we'll open it up. Brian Houston will and Kevin will be here at 5 o'clock. Matt's going to join Brian and Kevin as well. And they've got a lot to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour when I basically move across the parking lot here for the other event that we've got going on tonight. So in the meantime, going to do trivia, and I'm giving away a Jersey Mike's gift card to the first correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days at 592-5200. This is an NFL Cowboys draft trivia question.
All right.
Yesterday we were talking about some of the players the Cowboys have used their top pick on over the years. We were talking about running backs yesterday. Here's the trivia question today. This former Dallas Cowboys first-round draft pick is the son of a Heisman Trophy winner. Name him. This former Dallas Cowboys first-round draft pick is the son of a Heisman Trophy winner. How about that? 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. This former Dallas Cowboys first-round draft pick is the son of a former Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay, that's a good question, yeah.
592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. The Cowboys have employed a number of Hall of Famers in their history.
Mm-hmm.
Dorsett, Herschel Walker, Staubach, right. Guys like that. They've had a number of those guys. Eddie George played for the Cowboys.
That's right.
They've had several. But this former number one first-round draft pick is the son of a former Heisman Trophy winner, and that's our trivia question for a Jersey Mike's gift card on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline at 592-5200.
Good question.
Look, the Cowboys have the 12th pick tonight, barring a trade. And, again, Jerry even hinted a couple of days ago that they have some trades in the works. What if the Cowboys decided to trade up? Let's say Travis Hunter slid to 5. If they were to trade up to get him, they solve two of their needs
right
there.
That's true.
They need a wide receiver and a cornerback, and he plays both.
Yeah.
Let's say he slid. Let's say Travis Hunter, who might be the best player in this draft, but he's not a quarterback. So let's say he slid 4 or 5 spots. How about that if the Cowboys mortgaged some of their picks to move up if Travis Hunter were available? How about that for the
offense? Well, it'd be tempting.
To me, it'd be more than tempting. You'd have to consider doing that. They need a wide receiver and they need a cornerback. He fills both needs.
Yeah, but he's not going to play, you know, full.
But he could play part. He could play part-time at two of them, couldn't he?
I mean, it'd be
He says he wants to.
He said he's going to, right? He's pretty much said he's going to. I mean, he's not going to make that decision in the long run.
I don't think he'll last past the third pick. But
yeah, I don't think
he
will.
But
I'm
what
sure if
he did?
I mean, you certainly you'd have. I mean, it's Travis Hunter.
To move from 12 to, say, 5, what would that cost? Your first rounder and either a second or third? I don't know. They don't have a fourth.
They would certainly consider it, right?
I would. I'd consider it. Many consider him to be the best player in the draft. He's just not a quarterback.
Right.
The odds are, according, I was looking at Vegas is making Cam Ward, the Miami quarterback,
he's the
odds-on favorite to be the first pick in Tennessee.
First pick. Yeah.
Now, Travis Hunter is number two on their list to go second, followed by Penn State's Abdul Carter, LSU's Will Campbell, and Ashton Jenny at number five. But given need, what if Hunter were to slide, and let's say slide far enough that the Cowboys, it was doable for the Cowboys to move up.
If anything's possible. I mean, I don't like you. I don't think he's going to slide that far if he does slide at all. But you certainly have to consider that. And the draft is unpredictable. Who knows what can happen? Maybe there is a possibility that he slides to where you have to consider it, and you certainly will have to consider it if he does slide.
The Cowboys had their pre-draft news conference a couple of days ago, and here's a piece of audio that – you might find interesting. This was Jerry Jones and Will McClay talking about excitement. I guess this part, this weekend, for a lot of people, is excited. And Jerry and Will McClay were both asked what fans should be excited about. Chris, let's play that piece of audio with Jerry and Will.
What should a fan be really excited for coming out of this draft?
I think that I would first look at our core. I would look at the core, and I'd start with Dak. I would look at Micah. I would look at some of the top players. I'm a half full guy, not a half empty guy. So I would always start by, on that side of the page, our pluses. And then, if your question is about this draft, I would see, just as we're going to do, and that's where it's going to happen, is we're going to put somebody on that draft side that adds to it. That's a plus. Steven said, build that roster. And so that if they see the build a roster, I get a lot of criticism for being as involved as I am and having the record that I've got for being involved, let's say, about players, draft players and what have you. And I know that there's a lot of criticism there. The alternative to that is you couldn't be more on the incentive plan. And the incentive plan has to do more, if it's a mess, I live with it. Okay, now you say, but your fans live with it, Jerry. Your fans live with it, and they do. They do. What I would hope for them is the same thing I'm hoping from Shoddy. Here he is, 20-something years in the NFL. Out of them, here he is now, head coach. Step out like that. And, boy, I expect him to be coming out like he was fighting Tyson and getting after it the whole way. And I like that kind of stuff. I've seen us have success when you're that kind of motivated and you'll just get into it and put the passion into it. And I really do see a lot of passion around here, starting with this guy sitting right next to me. None of us like to sit there and watch it on TV.
Second question is for anybody. What are the intangibles, the must-haves of a player when you're looking to draft them when they are sitting in your locker room? What are those must-haves of a Dallas Cowboy?
For me to represent the ownership and the coaching staff, and what we have to find out is how much do they love football? At the end of the day, if you love it, you will do whatever it takes to maximize your ability. And we got to go through a number of steps to find that, right? These guys are getting paid in college now. There's so many other factors that we have to get to. But that's why spending time with them, the coaches being involved with it, our process is you got to find out who the guys are and if they love football. If you love it, you'll do anything for it to improve, and realizing the value of teammates, winning, competitiveness, all of those things.
All right, they're currently drafted number 12.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what happens. What direction do they go? Who's available? I mean, you know, who's left? I mean, it's after the first 11 picks. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me.
The Monsieur Law Firm Studio here in the Family Life Center at First Christian Church, corner of the Loop and Broadway. Doors open on our 33rd annual spaghetti supper at 5 o'clock tonight. And our sponsorship list includes Butler Alignment and Brake. How about that? Mayor Don Warren and his wife Shelley. Ralph Tipple and Honest One Auto Care. Azelway Children's Services. Any lab test now. East Texas Generators. Fairwood United Methodist Church. Guide Path Financial Group. Also, we've got JR Enterprises, who are here with us as well as a sponsor tonight. Coy Dodd Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you, guys. East Texas Refrigeration are a part of it as well. And our gold sponsor list includes Faith Walk Genealogy, A&A Farming, and Fidelity Investments. We'll be giving you an entire list as we move along this afternoon. Our trivia question, the Cowboys once upon a time drafted in the first round, the son of a Heisman Trophy winner. For a Jersey Mike's gift card at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Alan, good afternoon. What's up, Alan? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good. His dad won the Heisman at LSU on a punt return, basically on a punt return against Ole Miss, Billy Cannon Jr.
Billy Cannon Jr., who was drafted in the 1980s. At 1984, Billy Cannon Jr., who played at A&M, much to the chagrin of LSU fans.
Okay.
A&M was paying him more back in that day. And he was a linebacker for the Aggies, and the Cowboys took him with the 25th pick. He got hurt early on and never played much.
Kind of sidetracked his career, I guess.
If he hadn't gotten hurt, he might have been a pretty good player.
Might have been a pretty good player. What else is on? Well, you're right, Alan. What else is on your mind?
I'm hoping the Cowboys take Golden tonight, the wide receiver from Texas, or Genty if he's there. I just don't think Genty will be there, but I think they need to take one of those two guys. They don't need to take the guy from Arizona. I don't think he's that great of a receiver.
What if Hunter slid to number five? Let's say, what if he slid that far? Would it be worth it for the Cowboys to trade up? They'd solve two problems at once with this guy, wide receiver and quarterback.
Jerry did it with Deion, so I don't see why he couldn't do it with Hunter.
It'd be interesting to see. I don't think that's going to happen, but, hey, it's what if.
It's fun
the draft.
To talk about.
It's fun
to
talk
about. You never know what could happen.
We're going to talk to Brian Broaddus about some of these issues coming up. Alan, don't hang up, buddy. We're going to put you on hold, and I'll send you a Jersey Mike's gift card. Billy Cannon, 1984.
Billy Cannon.
25th pick in the draft out of Texas Agricultural and Mechanical College.
Just the A&M is good. That works fine.
And bless his heart, he got hurt early on and never played a whole lot
for
the Cowboys. And not didn't have the career he'd hoped to have. But he was an Aggie and a good one. I remember when he played. His daddy was the 1959 Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU. It is 419, and we're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio for the 33rd annual Reed Franklin South Tyler Rotary Club Spaghetti Supper at First Christian Church. Doors open at 5, and we're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio, 903-999-9999. If you're hurting a wreck. And back in a moment on 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
Back in a little earlier than we normally do with Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West. Mike, we're going to let you get home a little early today if you can. So what's going on today at Jordan's, Mike?
Well, I just got off the phone with a customer, bought a dishwasher a couple of months ago, and now they need another one just like that one for another rental property, and I happen to have those in stock too, so... All those folks out there that have rental property and they want to buy, you know, product at a great price, we keep that product in stock. You don't have to wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks for a product that you need today because you got an unhappy renter. We usually keep that product in stock. We try to do a good job with it, and we keep that product. We've got more expensive products, obviously. Had customer day pick up couple of refrigerators for new homes they were building, and anyway, we try to keep the products that people want to buy in stock. We've got all the popular laundry in stock, made in America, best price, guaranteed to beat any price, no city or county sales tax, and if you're a retail customer, we give you 12 months no interest. No minimum. You don't have to be a high-end product, a middle-of-the-line, low-end. We don't care. You're going to get it at No money down, no interest for 12 months, and no city or county sales tax.
Dang right. Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside of the loop on Highway 64 West, and always open on the web at jordanswarehousedivision.com. In the wintertime, if your neighbor's roof has frost on it and yours doesn't, your home is probably under-insulated.
You probably don't have enough insulation because all your heat is going out of your ceiling, hitting your roof, and melting all the frost.
That's Wynn Gallion of Gallion Building Solutions.
The majority of the existing homes are all going to be under-insulated.
Getting your home up to a proper level of insulation will take less time and be less disruptive than you might think.
The only thing that goes in your house is an installer and a four-inch hose. You wouldn't even know we're there unless you walked outside.
The most highly trained and experienced insulation teams in East Texas. Pride in everything they do. A local owner who stands behind the work. You get it all when Gallion Building Solutions insulates your home. See them online at GALYEANbuilding.solutions. Residential, commercial, multifamily, Gallion Building Solutions. Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But Gas and Supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and Supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and Supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does Gas and Supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane and remember American and locally owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in seven East Texas cities and online at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
Remember, friends, that if your ring gets too tight on your finger or too loose, we can size it to fit just right. I've had folks tell me they quit wearing beautiful rings they own because they didn't fit anymore. When I would suggest getting those rings sized, they were surprised that there was such a simple fix. I'm Judy of Gems Jewelers. If your ring doesn't fit, don't put it in a drawer or a jewelry box where it might sit for years. Bring it into us and we'll size it for you. It usually takes just a few days. If it's too tight, we'll add a little gold to make it larger. If it's too loose, we'll take a bit of gold off to make it smaller. And when you get your ring back, it will be polished and bright. It'll look brand new to you. The cost, well, it starts around $55. For sizing, for watch batteries, for any repairs, and yes, for diamonds too, come see us. We'll take care of you like nobody's business except ours. Check us out on our website at gemsjewelers.com or come and see us at 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
The TJC Apaches play here on 92.1 FM, The Team.
I think the runners, they matter. It's one of the aspects. You know, you can do it a lot of different ways. I've done it a lot of different ways in my career, whether it's by committee, whether it's a guy that's seen as the bell cow. I think this is an incredibly deep draft at running back. You can find guys that, again, when you're watching them on film, you see the traits and the things that you like. You can have a vision for them, what they would look like fitting into our scheme that, you know, Clayton and the staff are going to put together. But again, I think, you know, it's a position like others where it's not just the player, it's the talent, all those things, but it's also the person, the wiring. Like, you're hearing us say that across the board here, the person matters. The football character, the love of the game, those things matter. And I think there's a number of those guys at that position in this draft that we're excited about.
Brian Schottenheimer, the new Cowboys coach, they do need to improve the running game.
They have to get, they have to get better at the running game, and you know, and that, and then build on that from there. I think you take a lot of pressure off of Dak if you can get something going on the ground.
Montour Law Firm Studio here in the Family Life Center at First Christian Church, Lubin Broadway, Tyler. Doors open at 5 for our 33rd annual Reed Franklin South Tyler Rotary Foundation Spaghetti Dinner, supporting these great causes, local charities that these proceeds benefit. Our gold sponsors include Henry and Peters, Hurley Benefits. Our silver sponsors, for this event includes our friend Greg Majors at Majors Pharmacy, Mary's Alterations, Landmark Title, Pratt Homes, Robertson Automotive, Simmons Real Estate, TDI Air Conditioning, and Thompson Hicks Insurance. We'll be talking about more of these. The draft is coming up tonight. It's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cowboys currently have the 12th pick. Tennessee has the first. Odd makers say that Cam Ward, the Miami quarterback, will be the number one pick. But the Cowboys have a number of needs. They currently have 10 draft picks. Brian Broaddus, 105.3 The Fan, longtime NFL scout, works for the Cowboys Radio Network with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline.
This is Schottenheimer's first draft as a head coach, and you can make a statement with your first ever first pick. Is there a chance that he makes a real statement with what Schottie's going to do with his team with the first pick on Thursday night?
I think the smart thing that Brian Schottenheimer is doing is very similar to what Bill Parcells did with us in 2003. Bill didn't really know any of us. Well, we knew Bill, and I knew Bill from days when he was in New England, and we worked with him when I was in Green Bay, so I had a working relationship with him. But overall, Larry Lacewell, the scouts, Jerry Jones, really didn't know what to expect from Bill Parcells in our very first draft together. And where I think Bill was very, very smart was he kept the coaches out of the room and out of the process. And a lot, and he wanted to get to know the scouts and get to know the players. And, he had his own ideas of what he wanted to do. But that very first year, he said, listen, the scouts are the ones that do this 24/7. And that's, Brian, that's a very good statement. And, listen, I used to tell coaches, listen, I've never called a third down defense in my life, so. Please don't come into my world and think that you could turn things upside down. This is something I do 24/7. I respect, your guys' ability to coach. Please respect my ability to find players. And, it worked out for the most part pretty well in a lot of those ways. So I think Schottenheimer's smart to allow Will McClay, the staff, to kind of put together this first group for him until they kind of figure out, okay, the coaches – like this. Now, not to say you don't ask coaches what's going on, but you be very mindful. And Schottenheimer, I think, is being very mindful, very similar to what Bill Parcells did. And I think that's the smart way to attack this thing, especially the first draft.
Do the Cowboys draft well, in your opinion?
Jerry Jones was beating his chest about it yesterday, and so was Stephen Jones. And I would say up until the last couple of years, the questions have to be about, with Amaji Smith. We've seen the clip where Will McClay stood up in the room and probably with the idea of trying to help Dan Quinn at defensive tackle. And he said, hey, we have to take Mazi Smith. We need that one technique. And, Mazi got better last year. Give Mike Zimmer and Jeff Zugina and those coaches some credit for getting him to play better. But, you look at what Mazi Smith, has he lived up to where he was selected? Probably not. And, you look with Tyler Guyton, has he lived up? Now, the learning curve for Tyler Guyton was going to be really, really huge because he had not played a lot of games at tackle. And so that was going to be a problem. But then there were maturity questions. There were some injuries. He just didn't embrace the role like he needed, like a Tyler Smith had or a Zach Martin or, Travis Frederick or, Tyron Smith, these guys that were first round offensive linemen that were, that were brought in. And so, I think there's some history there that will say that they have drafted well, but, they're going to need to almost draft great, to get back in the mix with the Eagles and the Commanders who are, look like they're well on their way to being really, really a dominant teams in this division.
What's it like in the Cowboys war room on draft night?
My experience, the last one I was in was the 2005 one, and that was with Parcells, but that was the one that really kind of set things up. That was the DeMarcus Ware draft. And it was tense because we went into that draft, with Sean Merriman, Bill really, really liking Sean Merriman. I mean, it went up to the night before the draft, of which direction we were going to go, either Ware or Merriman. And, you know, there was some discussions, and not name calling or anything, but there was some challengings of the, you know, of what you were seeing as a scout. And so that part of it was difficult. But once we got in there, you know, we had an idea. You know, Bill wasn't happy initially. The scouts and Jerry, Steven, very happy we selected Ware. But then the focus turned to, with the second first-round pick we had, of going to get Marcus Spears. So then it went from, like, you know, everybody happy at 11, and then to, okay, now what do we have to do to go get Spears? And so it was very workmanlike and very professional, tense, waiting along the line. So, yeah, it was. It's once you put the board together, that's your board. That's who you're going to draft. There shouldn't be any name calling or questioning or any of that. And you know, if you go back, Tom Siskowski ran the draft. It was a time when Sherry Ford was a, you know, like fifth on the board, and you know, Rod Marinelli said, "I don't want to take him." And this was when they went on the clock. And the question then was, well, why do we put him at the fit? You know, so, and ultimately Tom Siskowski lost his job because of some of the disconnect that they had there. So, you know, that part of it's very, very difficult, but draft is usually a very, very workmanlike, calm way of going about your business, because if you trust your board, then you're going to probably have a pretty good draft.
Do you think they'll draft a quarterback anywhere?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think they're more likely to sign one after the draft. Graham Mertz is a guy that's kind of been rumored. He's a quarterback that transferred from Wisconsin to Florida. He's a guy that they went and worked him out. They were at the Florida Pro Day here recently. And so I think that he would be a guy that they would consider. I don't know if they would use a draft pick on him, if depending on where he is on the board. I think they really, really do like Joe Milton, who they traded for. It seems like to me that fifth round pick that they sent to New England was more about, listen, keeping us from drafting somebody. So that's kind of their way of drafting, by sending that pick. They got Joe Milton, who has got a big arm and has a lot of really good intangibles about him. But I would keep an eye on a guy, like I said, like Graham Mertz from Florida, as possibly a UDFA that they might get at the end of the draft.
I'm going to put you on the spot then. Why not? Didn't cost me anything to do it. Who do you think they'll take?
You know what? I think they really, really do want McMillan. I think that's – we talked about the landmine field you're going to have to walk. I think that would be the pick. But past that, Bill, if he's off the board, man, there is so many different ways that this thing can go now. Like I mentioned, it could go cornerback with Will Johnson at Michigan. It sounds like to me the injury reports that people have about him, you know, there's some things you have to understand that he's got issues with. But you could, you know, you could surely live with that. I think that you have to, they would consider an interior offensive lineman when you look at maybe Booker from Alabama, who could play plug and play guard, maybe Banks from Texas, who would convert from a tackle potentially inside to a guard spot. It's pretty open to the direction. I just don't think they're married to saying, okay, we're going to take a wide receiver here. I think if there's no McMillan, this board can really open up for them as far as the different directions. So I think I gave you, like I say, people talk about Golden, they talk about Ibuka, they talk about, like I say, Booker, they talk about Will Johnson, Michael Williams, the edge from Georgia. Bill, it's just impossible without McMillan on that board to really put the finger on it, but those are the names I would surely think that would be in consideration.
Last couple of minutes that I have, if you had the number one pick, who would you take?
Oh, I would take Travis Hunter is who I would take. Yeah, when I stacked my board, I ended up with 235 players that I watched, and my number one player was Travis Hunter, and I think that. And I would play Travis Hunter at wide receiver. I wouldn't play him you could dabble with him as a corner. I know there's some people that have him as a corner and then use him as a wide receiver. I think if he just focused on wide receiver, he could be an all-pro player. I really, really do. So I had him first. I have Ashton Jeanty second on my board. So I'm looking at probably two offensive guys right off the jump there for you. But I'd love a chance to draft Travis Hunter. I know that that Tennessee is desperate for a quarterback, and you know Cam Ward is I think the best one of the group.
Brian brought us on the draft, so he says Hunter's the best player.
Yeah,
but so if the Cowboys, let's say he slipped to five, and the Cowboys could trade up to get him, it'd solve two problems.
Yeah, okay.
Would it be worth it?
Would it be worth it? Probably, but I mean, it's not. First of all, it's not going to happen. But second of all, yeah, I mean, he's not going to be full-time on either. But he's going to be a cornerback is what he's going to be. Play spot duty at receiver.
Brian says he's a better wide receiver. I don't know. That's just it.
I guess we'll find that out pretty quick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. And Jerry's been hinting all week. He's always saying something.
Of course he is.
Running his head that, you know, there were deals substantive. Am I pronouncing that right, Brian Houston?
He said
substantive.
He said substantive is what he said.
No, substantive.
I know that's the way you pronounce it, but he said substantive.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, whatever. It's Jerry speak. Who knows? We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. We're at the South Tyler Rotary Foundation Spaghetti Dinner at the corner of the Loop and Broadway and Tyler at the First Christian Church Family Life Center, supporting the great projects that the foundation does. And the doors open at 5 o'clock, and our sponsors, I'm a member of the club and it's proud to be a part of it, the Hardy Wells Fargo Financial Services Group, Feliciano Financial Group. Also in the mix, we have the J&R Enterprises folks, and let's see, I've got Azleway Children's Services as well to plug this afternoon. And our other sponsors, and I want to make sure we get everybody mentioned before we leave the air. Saunders, Schmidt, and Eccles, and the law firm, the Mosaic Counseling Center, along with Via Montez. It is 4:37, coming up on 4:38. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. On 92.1 FM, the team.
I'm Trevor Beck with your Rangers Report. Seager's going to the IL, and did the Rangers get the W?
The rental team at ASCO is ready to help you find the right equipment to do the job. For over 65 years, we've dedicated ourselves to supporting you with past service and reliable equipment. Choose from daily, weekly, or long-term rental options to fit your project's needs. Buy it, rent it, support it. We're on it at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com for your next equipment rental. That's ASCOEQ.com.
Rangers have decided to put Corey Seager on the 10-day IL with a slight hamstring pull. The Rangers called up infielder Nick Ahmed to fill the spot on the roster. And the Rangers didn't get the win last night, but Jock Peterson finally got the slump buster.
The pitch to Jock is swung on and hit high in the air, deep center field. Back goes Blade, and he can't get it. It's over his head and off the wall. Peterson on his way to second base. The throw, he's safe at second base. And Jock Peterson, against one of the premier closers in the game, has snapped his 0-41 with a double to straightaway center field.
Rangers fell 5-2 and will face the A's again tonight at 9:05. I'm Trevor Beck with your Rangers Report.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
It's draft day, where making the wrong pick can set an organization back a few years, especially if you miss on a quarterback. Same can be said for legal representation. Picking the wrong law firm can set you back financially after you've been injured in an accident at work or on the road. I'm Kevin Simon. Call Monsieur Law before you call the insurance company at 903-999-9999. They'll review your case for free. You owe nothing until they win your case. Monsieur is available 24/7, 365 at your home, hospital, Zoom, or by phone at 903-999-9999. Douglas Monsieur has a history of winning cases resulting in multi-million dollar payouts for his clients, including a record-breaking award of over $22 million. They've been helping people for over 20 years. If you've been injured, call the Mansour Law Firm 24/7 to schedule a free consultation at 903-999-9999 or visit mansourlawfirm.com.
TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. tjc.edu.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm visiting with Donnie Thetford here at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, one of the biggest annual events here at Don's is the trade-in, trade-up sale.
You know, that's right, Paul. If you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, get to Don's TV and Appliance now. There's never been a better time. We're going to give you money back for that old appliance when you purchase a new one. We've got all the details in store featuring GE appliances, GE profile appliances, GE cafe, and GE monogram. So if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, or even a dishwasher, get to Don's TV and Appliance. Your old appliance is worth money. Most importantly, we service you after the sale. So we're here for the sale and after the sale. Come shop at Don's TV and Appliance.
Thanks, Donnie. Your existing appliances are worth real money during the annual trade-in, trade-up sale going on right now, but for a limited time at Don's TV and Appliance. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
During my pregnancy, I experienced symptoms that didn't feel right. I trusted my instincts and contacted a healthcare provider. It saved my life. I learned there are 15 urgent maternal warning signs I should pay attention to while pregnant and even up to a year postpartum, like severe headache, dizziness, chest pain, or swelling. Learn about these urgent maternal warning signs at dshs.texas.gov/hearhertx. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
April showers bring May flowers and employee pricing at Fairway Ford in Henderson. Hey, have you heard the news? Ford is offering its customers employee pricing on many of the brand's popular models, including Mustang, Bronco, Bronco Sport, F-150, and more. American consumers will have access to Ford's employee pricing from April 3rd through June 2nd. Don't miss your opportunity. You say you've been looking for the right deal? You've got it now, my friend. Let our experienced sales team help you to pick out the new ride of your dreams during this unheard-of sale. Employee pricing now going on at Fairway Ford. Look for the sign on 79 and check us out online at fairwayfordhenderson.net. We thank you always for your patronage.
It's legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials, like Monday when kids 10 and under eat free with each adult meal. At Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
Tyler Legacy Red Raiders and Tyler High Lions play here. The Team Sports Radio.
We have a playoff Rockets win. Final score, Houston 109 and Golden State 94. The Warriors and the Rockets are tied a game apiece in this best of seven Western Conference first round playoff series.
Took him a while to say rock and whatever he did.
Well, I bet I think he thinks it sounded good.
I guess so. Well, they beat Golden State last night, tied 1-1. Back in the Mansour Law Firm studio and the Family Life Center here at First Christian Church. The doors open on the South Tyler Rotary Foundation spaghetti dinner at 5. And again, many of you already have tickets for sponsors, but it's a great spaghetti dinner. Just walk up, take out, or eat here. $10. That's not a bad deal. And again, the proceeds all go to the South Tyler Rotary Club's foundation, which supports local projects and does a great job. We would like to thank you for helping us out. Our gold sponsors include Southside Bank, making sure that we recognize all these nice folks, ATW Media, which includes KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, Edgar's Big Taco. That sounds good, doesn't it, Kevin? Mike Thomas, CPA, Monk Financial, and the Box Elder Group are among our sponsors this year for our spaghetti dinner. How about that?
Great. And appreciate all the sponsors that you listed there, a bunch of them.
We're in the gym, and the goals are still up, and they dared us to. Nobody would go get us a basketball to shoot because they knew how bad it would be.
Yeah, we'd tear the place up.
Somebody said, you know, you're not going to dunk, are you? I said, really? I said, really?
Maybe a donut.
Yeah, you can lower that goal about 5 feet, maybe. We might think about it. My vertical now is be measured in centimeters.
What's the name of that movie, White Men Can't Jump?
White Men Can't Jump.
Okay, is that true?
Especially old white men can't jump. That's for dang sure. Draft tonight begins here on the team. ESPN Radio at 6 o'clock tonight. The Cowboys have the 12th pick. Tennessee will be on the clock first. The odds makers say Cam Ward, the Miami quarterback, who, by the way, is from West Columbia. And started out at Incarnate Word in San Antonio.
Yeah, but it's the portal, man.
The portal, baby.
I feel like I'm going to hit the portal at any point.
Now, what you need to do.
What? Here we go.
You played college football, and they're going back further and further back in these settlements.
I should be able to get some money, right?
You ought to be able to get $100 out of
them anyway. At least 100.
Yeah, because you there's times I watch you can barely walk.
I paid the price.
I mean, you got knee problems.
Oh, I paid the price. I should have gotten a little something out of the deal.
You should get somebody
out of
give
it.
You a little something after all this time. How are you doing, Joe? Everything okay?
Well, nice lady coming to say hi to you.
She is. Yes, she absolutely is.
Wow.
And we got all kinds of nice people stopping in here.
Well,
mostly they think Kevin is cool.
No.
What is a Rotary Club, you ask? Well, I've been a part of a Rotary Club for nearly 40 years. In fact, this is 2025. I joined one in 86. I'm coming up on 40 years. You see the Rotary gold and blue wheel.
Yeah.
You're driving into town. You see that thing. You wonder what they do. Rotary clubs are service organizations. There are 43 of them in our district that we currently are in. South Tyler is one of them. And this club has a foundation, and that foundation is what this spaghetti dinner is about. It's a fundraiser. Sponsors and folks who walk up and all the proceeds – and we'd like to raise at least 30 to 40 grand on this thing and give it all back through our foundation to local charities. So that's what this is all about. And the doors open at 5, and folks are starting to gather here.
Yeah.
At the, by the way, the three NBA games tonight, the Knicks and the Pistons, series tied 1-1. Thunder and the Grizzlies, as soon as Oklahoma City can get two more games in, that one will
be
over.
Pretty quick.
They're up 2-0. And the Nuggets and the Clippers are tied 1-1. They play in L.A. at that new arena tonight. Denver and L.A.'s Clippers.
And Kawhi is not hurt yet. He is playing in the postseason.
Kawhi had a heck of a game the other night.
Yeah, he played like the old Kawhi, like a healthy Kawhi.
Load management, baby.
But for the last four postseasons, he's been injured with something. So
you know who started load management?
Who?
Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
He started doing that with the Spurs.
I know. Resting those players, yeah.
Resting those players. And at the time, people said that's a smart thing to do, and then it got kind of absurd.
It got crazy. Yeah.
And then when they started doing it for national TV games,
the crazy.
NBA got ticked.
They had to get involved.
They had to kind of get involved at that point. I mean, there was a Saturday night game a few years ago. I can't remember who played. It was a primetime Saturday night game, and one of the teams had sat two or three of their best guys. And they had no rule to prevent it.
Right. I know Popovich has done that, you know, a few times when he started that
they
stuff.
They were playing a game in Miami a few years ago, and he sent all of them,
yeah.
Duncan, Ginobili, and Tony Parker, all home on a Southwest flight that afternoon.
Yeah, I know.
And Miami was good. You know, that was a good game. It was on national TV, and you sent them all.
Yeah,
he didn't
care.
He sent them all home that afternoon.
Load management, man.
Load management, baby. Rangers and the A's coming up tonight, but we've got the NFL draft tonight at 6 here on 92.1 FM, the team. And we are in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. 449 on the team.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, the team.
Smith County families, great news. BCFS Health and Human Services is expanding its Healthy Start program, offering free personalized care for moms, babies, and their families. From pregnancy support and parenting classes to transportation assistance and mental health resources, Healthy Start empowers your family every step of the way. Discover how Healthy Start can help your family thrive. Call 903-531-2100 or visit bcfscsd.org/healthystart today. Healthy Start, because strong families build stronger communities.
I'm Bill Coates, and people who've heard me talk about Texas green sauce ask me, what can you do with it?
I think the most versatile thing to do with Texas green sauce is to mix it with another product.
That's Roy Morrison, the East Texas physician who created Texas green sauce.
Mixing it with sour cream, having a block of cream cheese that you pour Texas green sauce over the top of is fantastic. Mixing it with store-bought queso, two-thirds queso, one-third green sauce mixed together in microwave is hands down probably the best thing that there is. Mix Texas green sauce with tomato juice, Worcestershire sauce, and vodka, and those things together make an incredible Bloody Mary.
If you like to cook, if you like to entertain, Texas green sauce can help you do both. Texas green sauce is available in original and hot. Get it at the Sweet Gourmet and Tyler, Black Hawk Creek Grill, the White House Farmers Market, and online at texasgreensauce.com. Insanely good, incredibly unique, texasgreensauce.com.
A sunroom by Bullard Siding will become your favorite part of coming home.
Sunrooms are probably one of my favorite products that we install.
Chris Chambliss, owner of Bullard Siding.
We have really built some beautiful sunrooms over the years. I mean, they look fantastic. It's really hard to state how good they look. The majority of my customers that have installed one spend more time in that room than any other room in their house. And all that money that you spend on landscaping, you can actually see it and enjoy it without dealing with the summer heat or the winter cold. There are endless options as far as what you can do with a sunroom.
Bullard Siding installers are the very best in the business.
The guys that we have working for us are second to none. I mean, really more particular on these installations than even I am. I can't say enough good things about them.
A sunroom built by Bullard Siding will dramatically increase your enjoyment of your home. Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. See them online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
It's your world, make it your own. With heating and air for business and home.
Texas weather, you just can't depend on it. So it's nice to know, hot or cold, that you can depend on Tyler Weathermakers. From a heating or cooling tune-up to the design and installation of a Carrier residential or commercial system, depend on Tyler Weathermakers. Tyler Weathermakers offers free estimates on all equipment purchases, free one-year labor warranty, service on all makes and models, 24-hour emergency service, and over 50 years of dependability to East Texas. Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Whether you like it hot or whether you like it cold, Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
We make you feel good inside. Tyler Weathermakers.
Visit TylerWeathermakers.com.
A Tyler legend is now open on Sunday. Manny's Tex-Mex Cafe, 5th and Beckham. Great Mexican food, the best margaritas in East Texas, and sports. Manny's is now open 7 days a week. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 7, and all day long on Sunday. Try the patio. Manny's is now open on Sunday, and it's a great place to watch the games, enjoy the food, and their legendary margaritas in the Midtown Center, 5th and Beckham, Tyler.
Longhorns, Aggies, and Red Raiders play here, 92.1 FM, the team.
High fly ball center field. When Jake Myers puts it away, it's a sweep. Astros sweep the Jays with a 3-1 victory.
Yeah, the Astros are starting to play well. Mm-hmm. They're 13-11. They're a game behind the Rangers. The Mariners are a half game out. Texas at 14-10 at Oakland tonight with a minus 14 run differential.
They don't score lead many the division. Runs. That's a problem. It'll catch up to you eventually. Pitching's been pretty good. Not last night. Rocker got rocked again. But, they got to find a way to score some runs.
DeGrom pitches tonight, so you expect that. But anyway, minus 14. And Jock Peterson finally broke out.
He got out of it. Talked about him yesterday in the trivia question, and there he broke out of his 0 for 41 slump.
Make Brian do a mock draft for me in the first round.
I will. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, he loves Jerry Jones. Nobody trusts Jerry and Steven more than Brian.
I know.
I'm sure he's bullish on what the Cowboys are going to do.
Excited about what the Cowboys are going to do.
Brian Houston will join us coming up here at 5. I think Matt's going to join as well. Kevin, of course, alongside. Once again, I'll be headed across the lot here for our KTBB Scholastic All-Stars. We recognize 20 incredible high school senior athletes who excelled on the field, in the classroom, and in the community, and our sponsors will help us give each of those young people some scholarship money and a really cool plaque from Tider Trophy, so look forward to doing that. And they'll be holding down the 4 till 5. We've got the NFL draft on ESPN coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. And again, our spaghetti dinner has opened up. Folks are already in here. Some can dine in, or you can take it home with you. Mm-hmm. You can walk up and buy a ticket at the door. We're in the Family Life Center here at the First Christian Church, corner of the Loop and Broadway. It is the 33rd annual Reed Franklin South Tyler Rotary Club, South Tyler Rotary Foundation spaghetti dinner, with the proceeds going into our foundation as we distribute those out to local charities. But the money has to come from somewhere, and this is the big fundraiser for the South Tyler Rotary Club. Again, the NFL draft starts at 6 tonight on ESPN Radio. Brian and Kevin on the backside of this break on 92.1 FM, the team from the Mansour Law Firm studio at First Christian Church.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.